Hello, this is John Dunn reporting for CKCU. I'm here with Jane Scarf, a local Ottawa area activist, to talk about an Ontario Works policy issue. Hello, Jane. What is this Ontario Works policy issue?
Yes, John. It's an issue involving the use of discretion by the administrators of Ontario Works. I've learned that in cases where an item is not mandatory, the administrator issues the decision and then there's no independent tribunal appeal. This is a relatively new practice starting in 97. Prior to that, all decisions were appealable. However, many of these requests are for critical services. What's supposed to happen is it's supposed to be considered by the administrator and a decision supposed to be made uniquely to each case, and it's not an automatic entitlement in these cases. What I've come across is that some of the Ontario Works administrators believe that this means they can do whatever they want, that they don't have to rationalize their decisions, and that they're not accountable to anyone. And that's just not the case. All administrative decisions under Canadian law and precedent is supposed to be based on reason and fairness. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get the Commissioner of Social Services, Jocelyn St. John, to pass directives to her administrators with an outline of what constitutes a reasonable decision, a reasonable, fair decision. And the Ombudsman of Ontario has guidelines for administrators indicating the principles involved in issuing a reasonable, fair decision. I spoke with her today in an interview, and she was very cooperative and receptive to the concerns.
Can you give us an example of a discretionary decision?
Okay, an example of somebody that I'm working with that has been subject to a discretionary decision is Cynthia Chinkuski. She was fleeing an abusive relationship in Toronto, and the Ottawa Ontario Works Department agreed to pay her storage for a few months and then transport her belongings here. Unfortunately, after that decision was made, she fell ill for just a little over a month, which would have required more storage space before the goods were transported here. And the department, although they paid her for the move, wouldn't give her assistance to delay the move by 1 month and 6 days. So she ended up having to spend the transportation money that they gave her on the storage. And now that's run out, and within the next couple of weeks, she's going to lose all her personal belongings. And she provided medical documentation to support the delay. And the department, without responding to her medical documents, have denied her assistance for the additional month and 6 days that she required before transporting her stuff. And she's gone through the internal appeal process without any regard for her medical documents. She's at the final decision level. So this demonstrates, and actually one of the administrators involved said that he didn't have to provide reasons for his decision. And I indicated that his decisions are supposed to be reasonable and fair, and that he is accountable for the decisions. And he responded by saying, accountable to who? Meaning that he felt that he had leeway to do whatever he wanted. He didn't have to justify it, and he didn't have to explain it. And this just isn't acceptable. And this is being done in you know, critical medical requests and all kinds of stuff. And it's it really needs to be clarified. Cynthia's MPP is Richard Patton. And originally when we brought this issue of discretion needing to be guided by reason and fairness, he was very receptive, and he indicated that he was going to have his policy analyst in Toronto look at it and so on. And then he didn't follow through. And it's very disappointing because he promised to make an effort to get this resolved, and he did not. So because he is the one representing Cynthia to the province where the changes ultimately need to be made. We're going to begin a picket of his office on Fridays when he's there to show him that we expect him to fulfill his mandate and represent the interests of his constituents.
After interviewing Jane Scarf, I took the liberty of heading down to MPP Richard Patton's office, and here's what I got.